Welcome to Monterey Bay This Week from KAZU News. It's Saturday, February 7th. I'm Ngozi Cole. To celebrate Black History Month, the Santa Cruz Public Libraries is hosting a screening today of the documentary The Inquisitor. The film is about the legacy of Texas Congresswoman Barbara Jordan, who played a key role in the impeachment hearings of President Richard Nixon and was a staunch civil rights advocate. There will be a panel discussion with local community organizers and a virtual visit from one of the filmmakers after the screening. The event is at 2 p.m. at the Capitola Branch Library. Another event honoring Black History Month today is an all-black gala hosted by the Cal State Monterey Bay Student Union. It's at 4 p.m. at the University Center Auditorium. Community organizer Philip Agnew of Dream Defenders and Black Men Build is the keynote speaker. The public is invited to buy tickets and attend. CSUMB says the proceeds will support the Helen Walker Center for Black Excellence. CSUMB holds KZU's broadcast license. In other local news around the region, human remains have been found at two locations in Monterey County within the span of a month. Katie Brown has more details.
On January 29th, a human skull and other skeletal remains were discovered near Cachawa Road in Carmel Valley. Similar remains were found off Viejo Road across from the Del Monte Shopping Center in Monterey. Andres Rosas is with the Monterey County Sheriff's Office.
We have to keep several factors in mind. Number one, we live in one of the most beautiful places on earth, and we have people from all over the world that come and visit. So, you know, these remains could be that of somebody that's not even from our area.
Rosas says as of January 2026, there are approximately 60 open missing person cases in Monterey County. He also says solving these cases remains challenging.
You know, unfortunately, we're exposed to a world of social media and Hollywood that leads people to think that DNA cases can be handled overnight.
And over in San Benito County, Hollister City officials are looking into odor complaints near the wastewater treatment facility in West Hollister. At this week's City Council meeting, Council Member Roland Resendez asked for a soil and water test to ensure public safety.
I just don't feel like we've ever done enough to ensure that there really is no environmental hazards out there for the people of the west side of Hollister, who are typically a marginalized group of people in this community.
Public Works Director Javier Hernandez said the city will use enzymes to stabilize the wastewater and curb the odor. In housing news, some people formerly living outdoors now have places in a tiny home community. Elena Nilsax has that update.
The first residents have finally started moving in to Watsonville's Hope Village after months of delays. The 32-unit Tiny Homes community will house 34 people who've been living unsheltered on the Pajaro River levee. Mike Kittredge is the Homelessness Prevention Director for the Community Action Board of Santa Cruz County, which manages Hope Village. KAZU spoke to him on Monday.
Today is the first day that residents moved in. We're very excited.
He says 7 to 10 people will move in each week until the units are filled. The first residents stayed at a hotel for the last couple months to help them transition and stay warm during the winter.
And it's amazing. In these 2 months, folks have transformed. Their physical appearance has improved. Their engagement with their case managers has improved.
Once at Hope Village, residents have access to services including healthcare, workforce development, and help obtaining important documents like birth certificates and driver's licenses. Kittredge says the expectation is that people will stay for about 6 months.
So the goal is to move as many folks as possible into permanent housing.
He hopes this will be a model for future projects.
And more on housing, the city of Santa Cruz is considering a plan to replace the downtown music venue, The Catalyst, with a new venue beneath a housing development. Erin Malsbury has that story.
At a recent Zoom meeting hosted by the city, the developer shared the plans and answered questions from residents. Catalyst General Manager Igor Gavrik said change is difficult, but the development could be an improvement.
So this can be viewed as just a really good opportunity to create something that the community can have for another 50 years, because in its current capacity, there's no guarantees that the Catalyst would keep operating in that building for any amount of time.
Some residents voiced skepticism about preserving the character of the historic building and noise concerns about placing a music venue below apartments. A petition opposing the demolition has over 10,000 signatures.
In Gilroy, the Amamutsun Tribal Band and environmental and indigenous rights advocates are celebrating the purchase of Sargent Ranch by the Peninsula Open Space Trust. Erin also has more on that story.
A sand and gravel quarry had been proposed for the 2,300 acres southwest of Gilroy. Post's acquisition will instead protect the space as a wildlife corridor and cultural site. The Land Trust's president, Gordon Clark, says buying the property had been a goal for 20 years because of its ecological importance.
It connects the Santa Cruz Mountains and the San Francisco Peninsula to really the rest of California.
Post now owns over 6,000 acres of the 6,500-acre property. It plans to buy the rest this year and work with partners on a vision for the land, known to the Amamutsun Tribal Band as Yurostock. Chairman Ed Ketchum says it has spiritual significance and is a place where his ancestors collected medicine.
The area hasn't been open to us for 200 years, so we look forward in the near future to exploring and finding more about the lands and why our ancestors consider this such a important spot.
Former Chairman Val Lopez partnered with environmental groups to campaign for the protection of Yurostock. Over 20,000 people signed a petition opposing the mine. Ketchum says the Amamutsun Tribal Band is eternally grateful for the support.
When I got the message that that Post had actually signed a document, I was tearing up.
He calls it a win for Indigenous people around the world.
That was Erin Malsbury, and that story wraps up Monterey Bay This Week. This episode was produced by me and Ngozi Cole. It was reported by me, Katie Brown, Elena Nolsacks, and Erin Malsbury. Our editor is Amy Mayer, KAZU's news director. We'll be back with more local news next week.